مركز صحابة أونلاين راديو serving you wherever you are.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, today is the 17th of Rajab 1442, and we present to you our report back of last week's activities with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah states, Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah, proclaim it, announce it, but attribute everything to Almighty Allah, not to ourselves. Hada min fadli rabbi. Is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. A person who does not thank humanity, remember, he has not really thanked Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Alhamdulillah, Monday to Saturday we have our early morning program. Mona Arafat, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein, they are very, very early. Allah reward them and their families. So we start just before 5 and end off before about 5:25, 5:27. So Alhamdulillah, what gives me the greatest joy is so many non-Muslims, and there's a lady, Mrs. Hari Prasad. We just gave her one decoder in the weekend. Our installers went and installed it. So she was over the moon. So that is what we intend doing with Allah's help and mercy, to educate the Ummah, the Muslims, and propagate to the non-Muslims. So imagine non-Muslims saying, please give me a decoder and a radio. I want to listen to your message and so forth. So that is the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And thereafter, mashallah, our tafsir going well also with Allah's help and mercy. From we carry on with the current and the archive, so that also with Allah's mercy. Now currently we are busy with Surah Ma'idah, and we send to you all the surahs that we have done already. So make dua, Almighty Allah access us to make khidmat and serve the noble Quran and the Sunnah Mubarakah and the fiqhul Islami, the jurisprudence, right till the last breath of ours on this earth. And Allah takes us with Iman and Islam. So that should be our aim and objective in life. And thereafter, mashallah, the Q&A, Sunday and Monday nights, excellent with Almighty Allah's help and mercy. And thereafter, mashallah, Tuesday, Wednesday, we have the bless of marriage. So that also picking up very, very good. And all the programs, either with Sirius FM or either with Ansar Radio, this is the only program of mine that's only on Markaz. So Alhamdulillah, so we feel very, very free to give you our report back. And Wednesday, mashallah, I went there to Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Hafizahullah, and then it was about 1 hour left or so for Maghrib, or 50 minutes or so. And then we had tea and what have you, and then we had discussions. Hazrat Mufti Sahib told me, fine, that tonight also you must teach, he'll teach, and then I must teach. So I said, Alhamdulillah, this is Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy. So Alhamdulillah, Ta'ala, Hazrat Mufti Sahib taught Bukhari Sharif, it was about manaqib, the virtues and the merits of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And thereafter, mashallah, I taught, previously the last week I taught about Shiaism and why the Shias are kuffar, and then I taught about Zionism and the Jews and so forth. So in the light of Quran and Sunnah, and this last Wednesday that I taught them about Salafiyat. Salafis, we have a problem with them on two issues. One is on Aqidah, our belief system, and second is on Fiqh. For example, we say Almighty Allah is omnipresent, yaliqu bi shanihi, that Almighty Allah knows best. They say no, Almighty Allah is on the arsh, so when on the throne? So I asked them one question: the throne is created, so where was Almighty Allah before the throne was created? Where is Almighty Allah after the throne is also perished and destroyed? Kullu shayin halikun illa wajha, everything shall be destroyed. So till today the Salafis don't know how to answer that. So like that, these are academic discussions. You know, in Medina University, a group of students, crazy people, they took one of the greatest commentaries of Bukhari Sharif, of Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, Rahimahullah, Fathul Bari, and they went to burn it. I sent it out also 2-3 weeks ago. So they say that he is Ash'ari. So these are now, I don't want to give you all terms, you will get confused and your fuses will get blown. But Ash'ari means that when you say Yadullah, it refers to the power of Allah. They say, no, you can't translate like that. So imagine that these are people, they are just don't even understand Quran and Sunnah and Fiqh, but they want to pass judgment on the giants of Islam and so forth. In Fiqh, remember, I give you three easy examples. That remember always, when the four schools, the Malikis, the Shafis, the Hanbalis, the Hanafis agree on a certain issue, that is Sharia. No Mufti, no Grand Mufti, no Sheikh, no Imam, no Alim, no government can change it. We say three talaqs are three. They make like Trinity, three talaq is one. But the hadith of three talaq is three is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So they say, no, you must follow Quran and Sunnah, but yet they don't follow. So you must remember Taraweeh is 20 rakats. According to all four schools, they say no, 8 rakats. But Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai rashidin al-mahdiyin. Authentic hadith, Abu Dawood ibn Majah. So remember, again, we see they look for loopholes and so forth. You see the normal socks we wear, the cotton socks, nylon socks, they say you can just make masa on it. From the four schools, nobody allows it. So like that, many issues, remember. So they are Muslims, but remember that on many issues they dal and mudil, they go astray and they lead others astray. So that's a very, very serious thing. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, la tajtami ummati ala dalala. My ummah will never agree on something that is astray. So imagine, these are the giants of the Ummah, that Allah Ta'ala accepted them. Their fiqh is going on for centuries. So you must remember, now in this belated day and age, you find people that they can't even read Quran, some of them properly. Some of them are, they know Quran, they know Sunnah, but they want freedom. So they want to show how big mujtahids they are, how great scholars they are, and then they leave the four schools and choose their own path. That is very, very dangerous, remember that. Ka'inan man kan, it can be the greatest alim, we say that's a dangerous path to walk on, remember that. So I explained to them from books and gave them examples and so forth. Another thing of the Salafis, a big danger is where they are da'if ahadith, weak ahadith, they just reject it. You must remember that weak ahadith are accepted in fada'il and virtues. Imam Bukhari himself, it took him 16 years to compile and write Sahih al-Bukhari. He wrote Al-Adab al-Mufrad. When I met Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, in Jordan, prison in Amman. He gave me the work, that of Imam Bukhari, Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, Sahih Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, and Da'if Al-Adab Al-Mufrad. So Imam Bukhari also accepted weak ahadith in fada'il and virtues. But today Salafis say no. So you can see how shallow their understanding is. So we need to explain all these things to the Ummah. Remember that. So Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Mufti Sahib was very happy. He gave me another book also. Not his book, some other great scholar's book in Arabic, Urdu. So wonderful. Allah Ta'ala grant our Mufti Sahib Siha and Afiyah, Basarat, Basirat. And after Isha, then I left and came back. Alhamdulillah. I remember supper I ate 10 o'clock at night, that last week, Wednesday night. Thursday, mashallah, in the morning, suddenly I see we got visitors. When I saw properly, mashallah, it was the capital group. Suddenly they came, and one of the brothers, Haji Muhammad Hussein, he's the youngest brother. So first time he came, he never saw this place. So mashallah, I showed him everything, the studios and everything. And Haji Muhammad Ikhlas's son, Hafiz Ismail. So mashallah, he came. And Ahmad Wahid also came. Mashallah, he's part of the capital group there in Durban. They came for their work, so they had some time in the morning. So we showed them the madrasa there at the back. We showed them the studio. Then on top we went. We had a nice, healthy, hearty breakfast, mashallah. And they were so elated to see the happenings. We thank Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala uses people. Mal lam yashkuri nas, lam yashkuri Allah. If you don't thank people, remember, you haven't thanked Allah. So when I resigned from CII, 20 years I was in Newcastle, then I left there, and then I came 17 years to CII. So then I resigned there, and mashallah, that then they came on board. I didn't know them, and they asked me what you want. So I said there's few things. So they said, fine, let's start the whole radio. It was beyond my perception and imagination. And you know, now as then history goes on, so this month, now two weeks time or so, 10 days time or so, it will be exactly 3 years, you know, Islamic calendar that we started. So hada min fadli rabbi. Allah Jalla wa'ala reward all of them. Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his brother Haji Ahmad Tahir, Haji Muhammad Hussein, their parents, their spouses, their children, their marhum brother and sister, and all of them, Allah Ta'ala reward them, grant them more capital. I told them I can't do anything for them, just dua. So that is what we always tell them. So it was a wonderful interaction and so forth with them. And then Thursday, mashallah, also another busy day. We have meeting, or we have to run to the barber and all that, you know. Get the hair shaved and all that and so forth. So mashallah, the barber also knows Thursday this guy is going to come. And then Thursday night and so forth, then so we get some people or whatever. So anyway, Friday then, Jummah, translation I had to do. And it was Sheikh Salih bin Humaid. So he delivered the khutbah there. He's the oldest imam in Makkah currently. And thereafter I had to rush to the Jami Masjid. Subhanallah, they told me it's a Fajr time, one brother is going to embrace Islam. So I told them, no, I can't give khutbah and salat. Just I must make the brother Muslim first. So Alhamdulillah, we just made the brother, his name African brother Jerry. And then I explained to him. And so, and then it started raining. That you weren't experienced rain like that normally, and there was no water in Lanesia, this extensions of ours, and where the masjid is, no electricity. And then, so your brother was happy, he chose the name Yusuf, and then I spoke for about 3 minutes, 4 minutes, I could see that nobody could hear what I'm saying, so I just stopped it, then delivered the khutbah, and then after khutbah, I went through all the rows, 5, 6, 7 rows, whatever they were, and I made sure everybody must stand together, shoulder to shoulder, and thereafter that we must appoint Mukabbir. Mukabbir is because there's no mic, nothing, and it's raining, it started hailing and so forth. So obviously people, Jummah Salat will not be valid, they'll miss 1-2 rakats like that. So every saf, every row, we appointed somebody, and you know, to make the takbir and more, we call them Mukabbir. So Alhamdulillah, in that way there, the Salat was performed very, very well and so forth. So that was now on Thursday. So mashallah, then Friday we finished up with that and so forth, and our brother Muhammad Khan and brother Wasim, Allah Ta'ala reward them and their families, mashallah, Allah grant them barakah. Then Saturday, mashallah, here in Indonesia, we have, you know, where the honeybee is. Mona Yusuf Bhikkhu and his team are there, mashallah. Some of the ulama there, also my students also, mashallah. Hafiz Shiraz Mullah from Devon, and we see the Randeris, they from Newcastle and so forth. So now the masjid or the musalla just opened, Madrasatul Ansar or Madrasatul Muhajirin wal Ansar. So on Saturday, I said I had visitors. I told them, youngsters, my students, I told them, let's go and read Asr Salat there. So Asr Salat was 5:05 there. So mashallah, we were there. And then I was so impressed. Then I told Muhammad Bai Khan that I told him, see, let's go for Isha there. So I took him around because now I knew the place. So it's just next to Honey Bee, you know, or next to what you will call the tire place there. So of the Mias, brother Nazim Mia and them. So mashallah, that you were Lakshmi, next to Lakshmi. So when you go to upstairs, you will find a musalla, still not the masjid, a musalla, but very beautiful, very impressive. Mashallah, they had Jummah there, and you know, three floors. So it was full, 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 they say. So I asked them, lecture all that, they said, yes. They say, well, battery ke saath hua tha. You know, all India guys go there also. So he said, there was no mic, nothing, no electricity, but they arranged the mic with the battery, and then Salat, khutbah, everything went very well. I said, mashallah. So we went, I showed all that, and then Maulana Yusuf Bhikkhu, he wasn't there, Allah Ta'ala reward him, and the Devlin group and everybody, so his office is also there. Then the next floor, they got three flats there, mashallah. So there we have Maulana Abdul Ghani, Ghani of Marisburg, so he's doing excellent job, mashallah. I met him in Uruguay, I met him in Brazil, met him in various parts of South America. So Allah Jalla Wala accept all his khidmat and service as well. Then I know his parents, his brother became Hafiz there, mashallah, in Darul Newcastle as well. Nevertheless, thereafter, then they got three flats, he's staying there, and the other Maulanas are staying, Maulana Mansoor is in one as well. So in that way there, the next to it is a room for the Jamaat, mashallah, and they got nice facilities there. Then the third floor is a Hifz class, our Maulana Muhammad Munshi, our Maulana Muhammad Randeri, and other Ustaz, Muhammad Abdul Ghani, Ghani are teaching. So they got about 40, 45 students, 6-7 teachers teaching them Hifz and so forth, because the teachers are just waiting for their documents, visas to come through, and then inshallah they'll go back to South America. So wonderful operation, and they just started now. They had Salat before that, but now Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib of Azadwal came, mashallah, as the guest for the Jummah and so forth. So mashallah, we were there on Isha time, and then I showed, you know, our brother Muhammad Khan. So it was very, very interesting. Sunday, as I told you, mashallah, that is a hectic day now for me. So what happened was that, you know, after Fajr, then I have to just get ready, and then I have to leave for Darul Zakaria, give Hazrat all the news, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, what's happening in the world, then breakfast, then we go to the masjid. So mashallah, Maulana Ahmad Aturani, Hazrat Maulana Aturani, the senior, his grandson. So anyway, you must, he read the Qirat, and then I spoke, and then Maulana Burhan, then Qari Muhsin read, then Maulana Burhan, and then there was a Jamaat brother, mashallah, he spoke about Malawi and the conditions, and Hazrat Mufti Sahib spoke. So what did I speak? And this is what I said, today's podcast, our brother Lucky will prepare it, inshallah, the battles in Islam. We must know the timeline. So I'm giving you year to year to year. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam migrates from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara. And who was word Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Thani Asnain, the second of the two. And that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. This is enshrined and mentioned in the Noble Quran, Surah chapter 9, verse number 40. What happened during the first year of Hijrah? The most important thing, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is Dast Mubarak, Yadu Sharifa, on honorable hands, he built Masjid Quba. Sahaba assisted. When they entered Wasatul Madina, the central portion of Medina, then again, first thing, building of Masjid. Who paid for that land? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, 10 gold coins he gave, 10 dinars, imagine that. So remember, we can never forget the ihsan, the favors of the Master alayhi salatu salam upon us and Siddiq Akbar. So whenever there's a Muslim community, first thing you must do, build a Masjid. Allah chose Anbiya alayhi salam, the messengers, to build Masjid. Kaaba Musharrafa, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Masjidul Aqsa, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and reconstruction, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Masjid Quba, Masjidul Nabawi, Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sahaba. When I went to Iraq in Kufa, mashallah, we had good guides. Some spoke Arabic, some spoke, you must remember, English. But to cut a long story short, when we were in Kufa, a beautiful incident which I mentioned, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas was a master marksman. He stood there in the middle and he shot the arrow all four directions and he told them, this is the boundary of the Masjid. Now you Sahaba, Tabi'in people, you build your houses around here. Till today the Masjid is there, Jami'ul Kufa in Iraq. So that is what happened in the first year. Second year, it is Ramadan. It's Friday, 17th Ramadan, second year after the Hijrah. Muslims 313, ill-equipped, not much equipment, nothing. And on the other side, Abu Jahl and his cronies and his people, overconfident, victory is ours. And they were celebrating, they brought the women, they brought the wine and the swine and everything, whatever they could get. And they were celebrating the night of Jumu'ah, Laylatul Jumu'ah. If you go today to Badr, you will see a white masjid there. Masjid is white. So that is Arish. There where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba were that night. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried and cried and made dua. Allahumma in tuhlik hadhil isaba lan tu'bad ba'dal yawm. If this group perishes, Ya Allah, your name will never be taken. The shawl mubarak of the Master alayhi salam was about to fall. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, no, Ya Rasulullah, we will be victorious. And remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got so wahi, revelation, received that, and Allah gave victory. 14 sahaba, shuhada and martyrs, enemies, 70 of them killed, dispatched straight to Jahannam, 70 taken captive. Abu Jahl was one of them, sent to Jahannam and hellfire. Third year, 7th of Shawwal, and there they wanted revenge. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba 1,000, enemies 3,000, and 300 munafiqeen and hypocrites left the Master alayhi salam. That side 3,000, this side 700. Muslims were winning, and there Jabal Rumat, where the archers were, they thought they must come down, so majority of them came down. Khalid bin Walid saw that, and remember then, the Muslims lost 70 people, became shuhada. The chacha, the uncle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hamza, became Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest martyr for all times and places. The enemies, they lost 38 men. 38 of their people were killed, and Muslims 70. So that is what happened in the Battle of Uhud. Go there. Now nighttime also, if you go, you will see it's beautiful lights and wonderful place to go and visit. Then we find it was third year Shawwal. Fourth year, according to Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, other ulama say fifth year. But anyway, it was Shawwal. And remember the Battle of Khandaq. There Salman Farsi said, the Persian radiallahu anhu, Ya Rasulallah, let us build the trench. When we went the 74 and all that with Allah's help, we saw the trench, everything. Now they demolished all that and they put one masjid there. It's called Jami'ul Khandaq. So remember that so many things which we saw, now you can't see because they demolished it, or urbanization and development. So in the fifth year, so Bani Mustaliq, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha's necklace got lost. And remember the hypocrites made wild allegations. And this happened in Shaban. And then Almighty Allah revealed. Remember 16 ayats, Surah 24, verses 11 to 26, what we're discussing nowadays in our tafsir, alhamdulillah. So that was 56th year, Hudaybiyah. 1,500 Sahaba came in Ihram, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. And outside the Haram Sharif, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, there's a place called Hudaybiyah. Nowadays it's called Shumaysiyah. So there they stopped them, Khalid bin Walid, Abu Sufyan, non-Muslims that time. All of them became Muslim afterwards, Sahaba. And they said, no, you can't. Lo and behold, they had to come in the next year, 70. And then perform Umratul Qadha in Zulqa'dah. It was in Zulqa'dah. 7th year in Muharram, Subhanallah, Sahaba went. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu played a prominent role, and his title is Fatih Khaybar, 150 kilometers away from Medina. We went there also, and there, remember, 93 Jews were dispatched straight to Jahannam by the Muslims. So see, how many of us know all these things here? We should learn about the various battles and the incidents. 8th year, the great miracle took place, Fateh Makkah. 10,000 Sahaba came, and the enemies were shaking in their boots. Sa'ad radiallahu anhu was fired up. He told Abu Sufyan, who was still not Muslim, Al Yawmu Yawmul Malhama. Today, hum boti boti kar denge. Today, we're going to finish you all up. We're going to slaughter you all up. Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, entered. Abu Sufyan said that is what he said, Sa'ad. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, al-yawmu yawmul marhama, is a day of mercy and compassion. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul alameen, gave them amnesty. And then that was a turning point. The Arab Peninsula, majority of them entered into the fold of Islam, the victory of Islam. And then remember that 360 idols all removed. 21st of Ramadan, after 8 years after Hijrah, 9th year, Tabuk took place in this month, Rajab. That 30,000 Sahaba mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. Abu Sayyidina Abu Bakr, all his wealth. Sayyidina Umar, half the wealth. Sayyidina Usman, radiallahu anhu, 300 camels with the saddle, 1,000 gold coins. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala gave them this. And then you find that in the 10th year was Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but farewell. And 11th year was the demise of the Master alayhi salatu salam. So may Almighty Allah increase our love for the Master alayhi salam, and we learn the seerah mubarakah of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallahu feek. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.